The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Jonathan Kay to look ahead to the action at Wimbledon. Of course, it is the William Hill Greyhound Derby. We're going to be looking at heats from 24 through to 36 today. They're taking place on Saturday evening. And I'm joined on the line, as I mentioned, by Jonathan Kay, who has been rather busy this week with us, haven't you, Jonathan?
Oh, I love this time of year, the William Hill Greyhound Derby, especially this year with so many entries over 220 to start with. By the end of Saturday, we will have seen the winner because they've all gone round. But dear me, it's so competitive.
It is indeed. And we're certainly making you work for your money with three podcasts in 3 days now, is it?
Wouldn't miss it for the world. Really enjoy it. It focuses the mind as well. There's been plenty of tri-stakes action to be watching. Gone through all of those and just hope we can find a few winners along the way.
Good stuff. Good to hear. Right, we'll crack on straight with the action then. We start with Heat 24 coming up at 7:25. I should just state all races, of course, over the 480-metre trip. We start at 7:25 with Heat 24. We've got Kildare Fantasy in 1, Hold'em Tight in 2, Salad Dodger in 3, Jetstream Dude in 4. Trap 5 is Caribbean Riker, is that? Yeah, we'll go with Riker. Killara Big Mama in 6. And at the time of recording, it's 11-8 Jetstream Duke, 6-4 Salad Dodger, and 4-1 or bigger the rest. What do you like here, Jonathan?
Pretty keen on Jetstream Duke in trap 4 for Kevin Hutton, who got a finalist last year in the shape of Screen Critic. Now, Jetstream Duke lost his unbeaten British record when eliminated from the Gold Cup at Henlow at the start of April. And has gone okay in a couple of trials here. I thought he might have gone a little bit better, but I've got a lot of regard for this greyhound. He racked up a series of wins at Sittingbourne, and I think he'll take all the beating in this. He's good, strong, all-round, can go around in a good pitch and open up along the back straight. Main danger may come from trap 3, Salad Dodger, who beat Farlo Calvin in a trial stakes on the 19th of April. That form already boosted with Farlo Calvin winning a Derby heat on the opening night on Thursday. Trap 1, Kildare Fantasy's got good early pace. Might find the trip a little bit demanding, but can be up there from the outset. However, only two go through from this, so it might be tough for him to qualify. I'm going for 4, Jetstream Duke, to beat 3, Salad Dodger, and 1, Kildare Fantasy.
Okay, next up is the 7:39, heat number 25. We've got Tom's Knowledge in 1, Droopy's Dave in 2, Caribbean Steps in 3, Droopy's Pride in 4, and Fiery Splendor in 5. There's no trap 6 for this one. And we price up at the time of recording, at least. Fiery Splendor, 4-6, popular at the head of affairs. Tom's Knowledge at 3s, Droopy's Pride at 4s, Droopy's Dave at 6s, and 33s or bigger the rest.
Hard to get away from the favourite here, Fiery Splendor for Owen McKenna. He got off to a good start Thursday, as did the Irish in general. And I think Fiery Splendor will be another winner for the raiding party. He won a trial stakes in the middle of April here. Subsequently went well in a trial, beating kennelmate Farlo Calvin, who I mentioned earlier, has already made his own mark in the event. He's got good makeup as well, because I think Droopy's Pride in 4, long absent, will go to the inside and give plenty of room for the selection who can assert off the second bend. Trap 1, Tom's Knowledge, looks to have a great makeup, because 2, Droopy's Dave, will probably favour a middle course. I can see Tom's Knowledge claiming the second and all-important position, because only 2 go through from this heat as well. Droopy's Pride was a heat winner last year in the competition, but has not really been firing on all cylinders of late. I'm going for 5, Fiery Splendor, to beat 1, Tom's Knowledge, and 4, Droopy's Pride.
Okay, 514 there in the 739. Next up, the 754. We've got Attila in one, Graduation Day in trap two, Downton Flyer is trap three, Ballymac Matthew in four, trap five is Woolly No Shoes, and trap six is Screen Critic. A little bit of a more open look to this one. We are 2-1 joint favourites, Graduation Day and Screen Critic, 5-2 Woolly No Shoes, 11-2 Ballymac Matthew, 6-1 Downton Flyer, and 12-1 Attila.
Really difficult race to call this because quite a few of them are coming back from long absences, including the 2013 finalist Screen Critic in Trap 6. I'm going to nail my colours to the mast of Trap 5, Woolly No Shoes. Now, he was well beaten in a trial stakes on the 19th of April behind Brother John, but that was by far and away the hottest trial stakes before the competition started. He was actually up there from the outset. Prior to that, he put a good sprint trial in, and I reckon he can lead all the way here. Main threat may come from Screen Critic, who has said reached the final last year. Certainly looked at pretty straight in a recent trial, although he will get better as the competition progresses. For the third place, Graduation Day, a well-regarded Irish runner, but as I say, coming back from a lengthy absence. Just a mark here, Attila, trap one, the only Hungarian runner in the event. His trainer did get a finalist back in 2010. I'm going for trap five, Woolly No Shoes, to beat six, Screen Critic, and two, Graduation Day.
Next up is the 8-10, heat number 27. We've got Airmount Paco in one, Too Late to Sell in two, trap three for Bubbly Gold, trap four for Laffield George, trap five, Rebellious Khan, and trap six, Isla's Scolari. And the betting for heat 27 reads like this. Bubbly Gold is 5-2. Laffield George 11-4, 4-1 then for Airmount Paco, Isla Scolari, and Too Late to Sell, and 25-1 Rebellious Khan.
Reasons to be against the front two in the market here, I think. Bubbly Gold, really well regarded Irish youngster, but no experience at Wimbledon. Lochill George, very impressive in the first round of this derby last year, but has been well, well below form in a very light campaign since. I'm going to go for Too Late to Sell in trap two for Heather Dimmock, third in the Scottish Derby at the start of April, and ran really well in a trial here on the 16th, just 4 days later, when clocking 28.61. Didn't quite follow that up next time out, but has a good makeup here. I think Too Late to Sell can turn in a handy pitch and assert along the back straight. Isla Scolari in six was no match for Lochill George in the first round last year, but brings much better recent form, having reached the ARC final. I think he's the threat. Bubbly Gold, if he can get through, will get better and better as the competition progresses. I'm going for two, Too Late to Sell, to beat six, Isla Scolari, and three, Bubbly Gold.
Okay, 2-6-3 there in heat 27. Next up, heat 28 at 8:26. Aylwin Frimley in one, Airport Captain in two, Priceless Bolt in three, Mr. Marmite in four, Droopy's J in five, and Thatcher's Champ in six. Airport Captain, of course, a greyhound that you fancied strongly anti-post for this one. And he's 5-4 for this race. Priceless Bolt is 11-8. Mr. Marmite and Thatcher's Champ are eights. Aylwin Frimley at 12s and Droopy's J at 16s.
Yeah, Airport Captain just looked overpriced in the outright market, given that he's got top class form, having won the Champion Stakes and the Henlow Gold Cup last year. Had been off Kevin Hutton's dog over the winter, but has returned with two great wins at home track Swindon, and then went well in a trial here. I think he's going to take all the beating. I like the fact he's drawn inside the main danger Irish Raider Priceless Bolt. I think he can hold his pitch to the bend and then really power away Priceless Bolt. Beat Roxholme Ted in a trial stakes, and that form's already been franked, with Roxholme Ted winning a heat on Thursday. He is clearly the main threat. The other runner to consider is probably Thatcher's Champ in trap six, although again only two going through from this, so there's no margin for error at all. I'm going for two, Airport Captain, to beat three, Priceless Bolt, and six, Thatcher's Champ.
Okay, 2-3-6 in that one. Next up is the 8:42. It is heat 29, Hather George in one, Ballymac Mohammed in two, Lasser Expedition in three, trap four for New Lawn Impact, trap five for Droopy's Jeff, and trap six for Aero Nemesis. And it is Aero Nemesis who heads affairs at 2-1, New Lawn Impact at 5-2, Hather George at fours, 13-2 for Droopy's Jeff, and 7-1 for Ballymac Mohammed and Lasser Expedition.
A changed my mind about five times with this race. It really is a puzzle. In the end, I'm going to side with Aero Nemesis in Trap 6. He's yet to open his British account with two second places, but had a very good record in Ireland and must have a great chance of leading on the outside here. Problem you've got in this race is that the question marks about a lot of the runners, Irish Raiders, Lasser Expedition and New Lawn Impact, don't really have a huge amount of recent race form. For that reason, I'm going to suggest five, Droopy's Jeff, might be the main threat. He's very strong all round and will be going on at the finish, as will Heather George in one. This is his third Derby campaign. He reached the semi-finals last year, and he's another who just puts it all in. I'm going for six, Aero Nemesis, to beat five, Droopy's Jeff, and one, Heather George.
Okay, next up is heat number 30, coming up at 8.58. Blackstone Marco is trap one, trap two is All About You. Croker's Champ in three, Swift Keith in four, Liamony Turbo in five, and Greenwell Mentor in six. Swift Keith is the 11-10 market leader. Croker's Champ in at fours, All About You at fives, Greenwell Mentor at six, Liamony Turbo at sevens, and Blackstone Marco at 8-1.
Big fan of Swift Keith here, deservedly heads the market for this race. And Ida Graham has got genuine prospects of going a long, long way in the event. John Mullins' dog was runner-up in the Northern Puppy Derby at Newcastle last year, and is a greyhound who's got a fine record at Wimbledon with a very impressive win on Juvenile Night back in March. Trial form recently has been excellent. He can make all. The danger could be Blackstone Marco, even though he's outsider in the market at the moment. I think Mark Wallace's dog is being a little bit underestimated. His recent form might just have tailed off a little bit, but it's been in top company, and I think he can give a very good account indeed. For the others, well, Croker's Champ reached the recent Kirby Memorial Final at Limerick, but lacks knowledge here, and that is going to be a big negative. Look out for any support for Liam and R Turbo in five. Long absent, but well-regarded in Ireland, and has done some fast sprint trials. I'm going for trap four, Swift Keith, to beat one, Blackstone Marco, and five, Liam and R Turbo.
Okay, next up is heat 31, coming up at 9.15. Millwood's Bengi in 1, Calzaghe George in 2, Ballymac Vic in 3, JT Seville, easy for me to say, in trap 4, Westmead John is trap 5, and El Salvador is in trap 6. And Ballymac Vic is a warm favourite here at even money. Calzaghe George 11-4, 9-2 for El Salvador, 8-1 JT Seville, 10s Westmead John, and 20s for Millwood's Bengi.
Ballymac Vic is one of the real stories of the competition. A finalist last year, finished third in the end, and I think this is a great chance for Liam Dowling's near veteran to come back and turn back the clock, as it were. Now, he's only had a couple of sprint trials this year since he signed off for the last campaign with a win at the Night of Stars at Shelbourne in November. But a similar preparation last year before he made a return in the Gold Cup saw him make a very impressive early debut at Shelbourne that year. I'm not too worried about him lacking fitness. He's class all round and can make it tell. El Salvador in six has been going well in trials, beat Metro Jack, who won a heat on Thursday, so that looks good form. Trap two, Calzaghe George, very well regarded and has to be respected, but inexperience could be an issue. Four, JT Seville, flew round in a trial on Wednesday, but I'm not sure he can get a run as drawn. I'm going for three, Ballymac Vic, to beat six, El Salvador, and two, Calzaghe George.
OK, next up is the 9.32. It's heat 32 of the William Hill Greyhound Derby. No betting available on site at the minute because there's only four runners. We've got Razzle Dazzle Butch in one, Smithing's Way in two, 0-2 in three, and King Craig Rory in four here, Jonathan.
Yeah, this race is cut up, I'm afraid. It's already a five-runner race, and Winning Lady withdrawn from trap six. So just the four to traps as we speak, and only two going through. But it's so 50% of the field are going through, at least, I suppose. I think Swithin's Way in two will be one of them. Another raider from Peter Cronin's really strong Irish kennel, and he impressed in a trial clocking 28.65 last week. I don't think he'll need to produce much more than that to be far too good for these. Main danger may come from trap 302, who reached the ARC final at home track at Swindon last month, has great early pace, but will be there to be shot at late on. The other For third, well, you don't really need it either for qualification or tri-cast purposes, but I'll suggest that King Krog Rory might just fill that position. I'm going for two, Swithin's Way to beat 3-0-2, and four, King Craig Rory.
Okay, next up is the 9:48. It's Heat 33. Once again, no betting available on site at the time of recording because Farlow Menace has been pulled out from Trap 6. So we're left with five. Underground Paul in one. Borneo in two. Coolavani Trig in three. Up to It in four. And Express Max in five.
Could be another for Peter Cronin in the shape of Borneo, who's a really well-regarded greyhound. Peter said on Racing Post Greyhound TV on Thursday that he was his favourite of the strong team that he's brought over. And he certainly flew round in a trial on the 23rd of April, 28-16. That's only a length or so outside Razzle Dazzle JFK's track record. He reached the National Puppy State Final at Shelbourne Park last December and is a class act. Trap 5 Express Max has bundles of early pace and will look to stretch his field from the off, although he will find this trip on the demanding side. Of the others, well, Trap 1 Underground Paul has returned from a serious injury but has since probably reserved his best for trials rather than races. I'm going for 2 Borneo to beat 5 Express Max and 1 Underground Paul.
Next up is Heat 34. We've got Imicon in Trap 1, Trap 2 for Melody's Midnight, The Mops on Speed in 3, Sidarian TJ in 4, Ballyho Eclipse in 5, and Bubbly Phantom in 6. And in terms of prices, 5-4 Sidarian TJ, 7-4 The Mops on Speed, 11-2 Bubbly Phantom, 8-1 Melody's Midnight, 14-1 Imicon, and 16-1 Ballyho Eclipse.
Well, the rather bizarrely named The Mops on Speed gets my vote. He was known as Katunda Joe last year and reached the Henlow Maiden Derby final. Also showed some good form at Monmore at the start of this year. Martin White knows that all about getting dogs to Derby finals. White Thought and Bittles Bar in recent years, to name a couple. And I think The Mops on Speed's got the ability to go quite a long way in this event, starting off by making all here. Sidarian TJ in 4 is a really classy greyhound, very strong all round. Reached the Puppy Derby final here last year. Unfortunately, had to be withdrawn due to injury, but has looked just as good as ever since returning on the practice ground. Bubbly Phantom in 6, much of an unknown quantity. I did find Sidarian TJ a little bit too strong in a trial, but still has to be respected. I'm going for 3, The Mops on Speed, to beat 4, Sidarian TJ, and 6, Bubbly Phantom.
Okay, the penultimate heat is Heat 35, coming up at 10:18. Trap 1 is Air Force Rebel. Trap 2 is Ben Cat Nero. Bubbly Storm in 3. Blonde Razor in 4. Casual Gent in 5. And Van Rooney in 6. And Van Rooney heads affairs at 4-5 at the time of recording. Bubbly Storm 7-2. Blonde Razor 5-1. Air Force Rebel 7-1. Ben Cat Nero at 8s. And Casual Gent at 33s.
Van Rooney's been very popular in both the outright market and for this race since the draw was made, and I can see why. He's not a typical Wimbledon runner in that all his best work comes late on, but he runs really powerfully from halfway. The question with him is, can he get round the first bend relatively unscathed? Well, I think he can here, and if that's the case, he really should set sight for his rivals and mow them down on the run for home. Main danger may come from Ben Cat Nero, who had a decent campaign in this event last year, and then reached the ARC final at Swindon recently, but unfortunately had to be withdrawn. He might just be in need of this outing as a result. Trap 4, Blonde Razor, is a strong running greyhound. Tough draw, though, here, and he might just have to hope for a qualifying position. I'm going for 6, Van Rooney, to beat 2, Ben Cat Nero, and 4, Blonde Razor.
OK. The final heat is Heat 36, coming up at 10:35. We've got Eric Court in 1, Tiger Trooper in 2, Kerris Hawk in 3, Bantic Dupree in 4, Tarbrook Taito in 5, and Brick Lane in 6. Brick Lane is the market leader at 11-8, Tarbrook Taito 5-2, Kerris Hawk 7-2, Eric Court 6-1, Bantic Dupree in 10s, and Tiger Trooper at 25-1.
Really sweet on Trap 3, Kerris Hawk here for Corran Price. He's a greyhound who's always had bundles of ability, fantastic early pace, although his trapping can let him down on occasions. Well, that wasn't the case in a trial at the track. He did a 4.82, which is decent, I think can be improved upon, and I think he can crash out of Trap 3 and make all. Dangers must be the Irish raiding duo from Fraser Black of Tarbrook Taito in 5 and Brick Lane in 6. Tarbrook Taito caught the eye in the first round of the Scottish Derby, running playing really well in defeat behind Calzaghe Jack, but then went out behind winner Holden Spy in the semi-finals. His trial here was very good, but so too was Brick Lanes. I think both of them will qualify, but I think Kerris Hawk can get away from them early. I'm going for 3, Kerris Hawk, to beat 5, Tarbrook Tato, and 6, Brick Lane.
Lovely stuff. 3, 5, 6 there. In the final heat, heat 36, well done, Jonathan, you've made it through 36 heats. Fingers crossed for those selections on Saturday evening. We'll catch up with you ahead of the next round. But fundamentally, enjoy the action.
Can't do anything other than enjoy. It is the greatest greyhound competition in the world, bar none.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.